Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Welcome to the show today, Abby Geetson, PA. You do specialty clinic services here at HRMC in Huron once per month, correct?
Yes, we do. Dr. Smith and I, we rotate every other month. One of us is here. So a dermatologist is here every month in Huron.
So Abby, since you're kind of getting to know our community here and you've been seeing patients here for, oh boy, almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're thrilled to have dermatology availability in Huron. That's not something that we had. Tell us a little bit about who you are, why you got into dermatology. What made that interesting to you?
I actually grew up in Watertown. I went to SDSU for my undergrad, so I got my bachelor in science from SDSU here, right in South Dakota. And then I headed over to Minnesota for my grad degree in PA studies. And that's like a broad degree that you can get, but after I graduated, I specialized in family medicine for about 5 years, but I always had a pretty strong pull towards dermatology. I love doing procedures. I love interacting with patients from all ages, little babies up to older adults. I loved the quick satisfaction of being able to see skin improve over time.
You know, a lot of other specialties, if we're talking about things that maybe are internal, you can't look at someone and see maybe there's something wrong. I suppose you have people come in sometimes and you can identify right away what they need to do, or maybe they have a mole or something that you know you need to take off. The skin is obviously the biggest organ, right? So you have to take into the health of the internal health of the person. How does that show on skin? Is our skin an indicator of our internal health, or vice versa?
Yes, to a certain degree it is. And there's a lot of different thoughts on this, so you could probably get people that argue either way. But the skin does have an indicator. It does tell us a lot about internally what's going on. It can tell you how hydrated you are. So if your skin is very dry, sometimes it means, you know, you need to simply drink more water, which I know my parents told me all the time when I was younger, you need to drink more water. There is some truth to that. Sometimes there can be things going on with autoimmune diseases that can show up on our skin. A lot of genetic conditions can get passed down to us from family members, you know, years back, that can start to show up on our skin. So internally, things can be going haywire, and sometimes the skin is the first thing to tell us that something's going on.
Sometimes though, maybe it's just a skin issue, right? Maybe it is, yes, just an issue of the skin. Sometimes that is genetic, or sometimes, mm-hmm, maybe that's because of some of the damage and abuse we put, yes, our skin through. So what is a good skincare, what would you recommend for basic skincare for those of us who maybe just have average skin, mm-hmm, and aren't dealing with any specific issues?
So being in South Dakota, we have a lot of patients of Scandinavian descent. So a lot of fair-skinned individuals who have grown up exposed to a ton of sun over time. So a lot of the things that we do now is trying to reverse what's been done, or trying to take care of the damage that's been done. So first and foremost, making sure that you are looking at your skin and seeing if there's anything that's hurting, bleeding, if there's anything that's not healing or new, and getting that addressed immediately. But for patients who are just looking for overall general health of their skin, making sure you're washing your skin with a gentle, mild cleanser. You don't have to use anything with really harsh fragrances or a lot of color or dye in it, just a simple cleanser from the store. A lot of people like to exfoliate their skin really aggressively with like washcloths, but sometimes that can be a little bit extra harsh, especially on gentle skin like the face. So just being very gentle with the thinner skin of the face, and then making sure you're putting on moisturizer. A lot of people skip that step, the moisturizer or the lotion step, but there is a lot of benefit to putting lotion on all over your body to make sure that your skin is staying hydrated. It can prevent itching, which can prevent rashes and damage to your skin, infections. So simply putting lotion on after bathing is a huge step in skincare.
Okay. You talked about fragrances a little bit. I mean, everything seems to have like uber fragrance in it right now. Is there some damage that can occur or some irritation that can occur because of all the fragrances that we have? What about our, you know, the dryer sheets and the laundry soap and all of that? As somebody who works in derm, do you see some problems from that? Is it best for us to try to avoid that? Or if it doesn't bother your skin, you're fine using it?
Yeah, it's again, kind of both worlds. So everyone's skin is different. Some people can tolerate really, you know, very strong smells, very strong, almost like chemicals, and their skin doesn't bat an eye. They can just tolerate it. Other patients, they'll react to even the most mild fragrance. So for most patients, staying away from fragrance is going to be better than trying out things with a lot of fragrance. But a lot of it just depends on the skin type. Many people have been using dryer sheets. They've been using, you know, detergents with strong smells for many years, and they haven't had issues. And then they start to have issues. So that's one thing you can start with, is weeding out the fragrances. If you're having a lot of, you know, rashes or itching, you can start with that. But sometimes it's not as simple as just take away the fragrance.
Very, you know, complicated probably in diagnosing some of those things too,
yes.
Trying to figure out what it is. So when you talk about that skincare and that regular routine and that health, I think everyone over a certain age worries about aging of their skin. You talked about lotion and a good skincare routine. Is there anything that we should all be doing for to avoid that aging of our skin?
So I guess the biggest and probably the most obvious thing is the sun exposure, which in South Dakota, we don't get sun for very long, so when we have the sun and we don't have blizzards and snow, people want to get outside and enjoy the sun. So UV rays specifically from the sun can promote early signs of skin aging. Not only that, but they can increase your risk of skin cancer. So those are two things that the sun can promote and two things that we want to try to avoid. So sun protection is probably the number one way to prevent signs of aging. And then of course, things like not smoking, that's another thing that can cause premature aging, especially on the face. You can get fine lines and wrinkles around the mouth from smoking. So those are two probably the main things to avoid, is excess sun exposure and then smoking. Of course, we want to spend time out in the sun, so making sure you're just protecting yourself and not becoming a vampire and, you know, staying inside, but still getting out and enjoying yourself, but making sure you're putting on sun protection, like sunscreens, wide-brimmed hats, long sleeves if it's a cooler day. Those are different ways that you can help to slow the signs of aging. We can't reverse the signs of aging necessarily, and you can't prevent getting older, but you can try to slow it. So
darn it, you just
yes, I know.
Burst my bubble. I thought maybe that we could do that. So those of us who do love golfing, or we're at rodeos in the summer, we're at the lake, and you recommend sunscreen, is there a specific SPF that we should always at least have?
Or
is there a minimum?
So the recommended minimum is 30, SPF 30. But I would say go to as much as 50 to 70, especially on the face. So your face is going to be exposed, you know, more than your trunk or your torso. Your face is getting a lot more sun than the rest of your body. So I would go a little bit stronger for the face, 50 to 70. And a lot of people have a misconception about SPF. They think if I have an SPF of 100, I only have to apply it once and I'll be good for 12 hours. That's a myth that I like to sort of dispel for a lot of patients, is no matter the SPF, you do have to reapply every 2 hours because the effectiveness starts to wane. So SPF of 50, 70, 90, you want to reapply every 2 hours just so that it stays effective. But minimum of 30 is what I would do for the full body.
Okay, that's good to know. Now you've debunked two things.
Yeah.
Because I thought that my tinted moisturizer with SPF in the morning was good for all day, and I'm going to start eating.
Yes.
Such a bummer. I have actually seen you personally, and so I have all these spots on my arms, and I was like, oh, they're sunspots. You had said, well, they're actually just signs of aging, which was also a big bummer. But when we talk about aging, obviously, as we get older, we have more opportunities for those things mm-hmm. to show on our skin that can potentially be cancerous mm-hmm. and there could potentially be problems. Is there a certain age where maybe I haven't noticed anything bad and I haven't had any rashes that I should just consider seeing dermatology or talk to my primary care provider about what their recommendation is for seeing dermatology? Do you kind of have a standard?
So my personal standard is I recommend everyone, no matter how young or old, just gets a baseline. I've had even patients as young as 4 years old come in and get their skin checked. I've had patients, their first skin check is in their 90s. So I say it's never too early, it's never too late to get your baseline. After we get that first skin check, then we can sort of establish, oh, your skin looks great. I don't need to see you next year. I can maybe see you every couple years. Or we did find something suspicious. Let's keep a closer eye on you. So a lot of times that first visit is a good indicator of how often I would need to see a patient. But like I said, I've seen patients for the first time in their 90s. So don't ever think you're too old to come in for your first baseline visit. And if you're nervous about your child and moles that are popping up and you just don't know what's suspicious or what's safe, then we do full skin checks on pediatrics or children too. So, and then everyone in between.
Great. And I think something that, you know, maybe is another myth is that you don't necessarily have to have a referral to come see dermatology, yeah. mm-hmm. right? I can just call and I can make an appointment for dermatology.
Yes, correct. That's another very common question is, do I need a referral? And you don't. You can just call and make an appointment. It's as simple as that. You can go to your primary and they can suggest or refer, or they can even contact us if it's something that's a little bit more emergent. But otherwise, if it's just a concern you have, you don't have to go through the channel of primary care. You can come see us directly.
Yeah, that's great to know. So here in Huron, once a month here at our specialty clinics, and you kind of rotate with Dr. Smith, mm-hmm. who is a dermatologist in your practice, you are usually here on the last Monday, I believe, correct. Of the month. You practice in Watertown at Prairie Lakes Healthcare, but if somebody wants to make an appointment here mm-hmm. in Huron at our specialty clinics, they could go out and visit huronregional.org to the specialty clinics page, and they can find the information out there to yeah. contact you. Well, Abby, we really appreciate you being here and caring for our patients in Huron and seeing their dermatology needs and just supporting our community.
Yeah, we've loved it here and we love serving the community here, so come see us.
All right, thanks, Abby.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Huron Regional Medical Center, online at huronregional.org.